On the record.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our December 17th data board meeting. I see we've got Jerry and Fred online, and Juno, welcome. How's your weather there?
Yep. It's snowing.
Is it? We'd spend a little our way, would you? So the meeting is called to order, and Corinne, would you do a roll call for the board members, please?
Mr. Wilkins.
Here.
Deputy Commissioner Paraday.
Here.
Mr. Kennedy.
Here.
Deputy Commissioner Burnett.
Here.
Ms. Brown.
Here.
Mr. Dick. Mr. Pruth.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you, Corinne. Would you continue with staff and public?
Excuse? Did you excuse Russell? Just because I was going to Hawaii or something?
Yeah.
As I point to
you, just wanted that reflected in the record.
As I point to you in the room, please state your name and your organization. Back row over there.
Pat Clancy, Western Financial Group.
Right there.
Jim Hemsath, ADA.
Mark Davis, ADA.
Mark Gardner, Western Financial Group.
Dan Britton, Fairbanks Natural Gas.
Paul Shevchuk, ADA.
Nick Schmoniak, ADA.
Penny Hamilton, Agitate.
John Springsteen, ADA.
Back corner.
Mike Ketsey, ADA.
Brenda Applegate, ADA.
Brian Bjarkus, Department of Law.
Jennifer Haldane, ADA.
Tom Erickson, ADA.
Michael Lamb, ADA.
Marcia Davis, Governor's Office.
Chris Anderson, ADA.
Kristen Rodvik, ADA.
Quinn Kempinen, ADA. Do we have any public on the phone? Doesn't sound like any public is
phone. All right. Thanks, Quinn. Next up is agenda, and John, do you have a change?
Yes, I'd request a change to the agenda under new business to have the executive session first and to add ADA dividend to the executive session.
Thank you. Any other corrections or comments? Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make that motion to approve the agenda as changed.
Thank you. Sure. Jerry seconds, thank you. Discussion. All right, the agenda is approved. Next up is public comments. So, if there's no one online, I'll ask folks in the room, anybody wish to make a public comment in front of the board this morning? Seeing nobody, public comments is closed. Next up is new business. So I will take a motion to go into executive session.
Motion to go into executive session.
And this is to discuss the Interior Energy Project, Brooks Ridge Petroleum Mustang Operations Mach 1, and the dividend recommendation. Correct?
Second.
Okay. All right. We're going to do the dividend first.
Okay. Dividend first, so no.
Back in the...
Are you back on the record? You are back on the record.
Thank you. And I'll make the comment that the board has taken no action on the various topics we discussed in the executive session. Continuing under new business is resolution number G15-G0, ADA dividend recommendation. John?
Item 6A, resolution G15-20, relates to ADA's fiscal year 2017 dividend, which is based on ADA's FY 2015 operating results. Staff recommends a fiscal year 2017 dividend of $6,328,000. Staff believes the authority can sustain financing requirements and still maintain capacity for unanticipated needs while paying this fiscal year 2017 dividend to the state. Chief Financial Officer Michael Lamb and I are available to answer questions.
Questions from Gary.
Mr. Chairman, we move resolution G15-20 for approval.
Second. Thank you. Discussion, Gary.
Mr. Chairman, I wonder if we could ask Michael, the CFO, to come forward. I'd like to have him expand on whereas number six in regard to violation of the covenants for bondholders.
Michael?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Board. Sorry. In looking at, if I could just take a moment and broad brush a couple things about this, because I recognize that it's sort of a political issue, that for a lot of reasons I think staff have, well, several reasons, staff brought forward a change from 50% to 25%. One, and it's all about cash flow. First of all, let me just start with a resolution the board has for management of our cash that we're required to have 2 years of operating cash liquid for future. So when we look at our cash flow projections, we go out 2 years. Part of those cash flow projections has as a line the very item you bring up is, are we going to be in compliance with our bond covenants for coverage, which says we have to have there's a couple of them, different ones, but one of them is you have to have 25% of the outstanding debt in liquid cash to pay for it. So that's one of the things we take into account. So a combination of, one, we, it's my word so I can say it, Ada's investment in the IEP project resulted in us writing a check for about $54 million for the purchase of Pentex just a couple of months ago, which has a big impact on our future cash availability and our liquidity. So that's one thing. Secondly, we work with the project managers that are working on projects. We work with our loan people on loans that are out there, and we try to roll all that data together. And when we take all that information and look at our operating costs, doing our debt service, paying the dividend to the state, which is the topic here, all of those components, and we run it out to a couple of years, with the projected recommended 25% in July of 2017, we actually have, after our bond covenants met, only $984,000 of free cash available, which is squeezes. In March of 18, we're down to 5.5, and in May of 18, we're at 1.7. If we were to essentially double that 25% staff recommended dividend to 50%, all of those would actually put us in a position that we would have a negative cash. Given what we project the future is, per all the stuff we know. So for a bunch of reasons, I think the recommendation to come forward with a projection so that ADA can meet its statutory required, not diminish its financial capability, et cetera, to meet the board's resolution for managing our internal funds, et cetera, that's why this proposal has been put in place. I don't know if the executive director has any more comments or...
Any further questions? There's no questions. I'll take the question. Corinne?
Mr. Wilkins.
Aye.
Deputy Commissioner Paraday.
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy.
Aye.
Deputy Commissioner Burnett.
Yeah.
Ms. Brown.
Aye.
Mr. Pruse.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Next up is Resolution G15-24. Pentex 2016 budget. John?
Item 6B, Resolution G15-24 approves the 2016 Pentex budget, as well as temporary rates for natural gas distribution to Interior Alaska customers. The temporary rates were presented in the December 3rd, 2015 board meeting. The permanent rate setting process will be conducted during the first 6 months of 2016. Dan Britton and Mark Gardner are available to answer questions.
Thank you. Questions?
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Motion before us. I just have one question. John, has anything substantially changed between our December 3rd meeting and today?
No, but I'll ask for confirmation. No, nothing has changed.
Questions from the board? Calls for the question. Corinne, please call the board.
Mr. Wilkins.
Aye.
Deputy Commissioner Paraday.
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy.
Aye.
Deputy Commissioner Burnett.
Yes.
Ms. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Pruse.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. That concludes new business. Dan, thank you. Look forward to seeing you in our next meeting.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Next up is item number 7, Director's Comments.
I hope everyone enjoys the time.
Yes, Gary. Brad.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to perhaps provide a little background on the resolution regarding the dividend, and it's just in the vein that as we carefully consider our dividend that we pay to our stakeholders, shareholders, that it's prudent for us as a board to consider the overall financial picture of the authority and our capacity to deal with the increasing demands that are headed our way from a whole range of activities across the state. With the shrinkage in the state's capital budget, there's any number of concepts and proposals as to how to better deploy its resources in the furtherance of economic development of the state. And so the reduced dividend is a prudent action on our part in support of that unfolding mission.
Well said, Fred. Thank you.
Following on, at the core of ADA, we are a for-purpose organization with the primary objective to invest and drive the economic engines for the state of Alaska and to create and retain jobs. On that, I hope everyone has good times with friends and family over the holidays, and our next ADA board meeting is scheduled for January 13th, 2016 at ADA's offices.
Board comments.
Two, if I might. I want to thank Karsten for getting the truck up there, and Dan, getting the truck up and showing it off and under the bright lights, darkness of Fairbanks. I thought it went really well. It was a shiny new toy that 40,000 eyes were on Tuesday morning, and they all knew that there was something happening with that truck. So exactly what we wanted. So thank you to both of you, and looking forward to some good reports. And the date when the pump will be hooked up. The other is, if we're thinking about a retreat in sometime, if we can get away ahead of that on scheduling, it would help me as far as travel in the first quarter. And third, letter to the editor in the Fairbanks paper a week ago, it speaks to Ambler, and it's written on behalf of the president of Evansville Incorporated, which own about 70,000 acres, and they're concerned about the routes go across their lands, and then they have unanimously indicated they don't want that. So this letter challenges ADA to make sure that that's part of our effort to make sure that their reluctance or their lack of support is public. And so I gave this to John, and I just wanted to mention it today. And John, if you just give two sentences about what you've done. You've told me you've gotten back to Mrs. Mariotto, and
yes.
And yes, I just want to bring it to their attention.
Okay.
And just give us one burst.
Sure. I did follow up with Ms. Mariotto, and I wanted to reiterate to her that we had heard Evansville Incorporated's wishes loud and clear, and the route submitted with the permit application, it respects that request to not have the route cross their lands.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, John.
Further board comments?
I would like to thank
you. Go ahead. Was that Fred or Jerry?
Fred. Mr. Chairman, I just thought it was worth noting before we close that in that Pentex resolution we adopted, the highlights that are in the backing memo from Mr. Britton of the 2016 Pentex budget are $1.2 million reduction in G&A costs, $1.5 million in earnings, break-even net income, a residential rate reduction of 13.5%, an overall FNG rate reduction of 10.4%. A little over $500,000 in capital expenditures in FNG and Titan, and about $900,000 of return on investment to the ADA revolving fund. So the anticipated proceeds of the Pentex acquisition, which has been a major piece of our work in calendar year 2015, are moving forward successfully, and I just wanted to highlight that for the record.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
Well, I'd like to just a couple things. Sherry, you could throw some dates out, maybe February, right before the board meeting in February. Maybe have a retreat.
We don't have a board meeting in February.
Well,
it's March 3rd.
March 3rd, then.
A retreat.
The day before, just for strategic planning.
Okay.
And not go over our finances and outlook and whatever is pertinent.
Okay.
The day before, the day after our board meeting would probably be best, but why don't we poll the board for those 2 days first and see if we can get consensus?
Okay.
Well, I'd like to thank John and the staff and our consultants for their hard work on various projects. I wish everybody Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's. Safe travels if you're going anywhere, and have fun with your families.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Likewise.
So with that, I'll take a motion for adjournment.